Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Good morning. This is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist of Craig James Financial Services based in Millville. And I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're going to talk about it's a hard knock life for retirees.
It's a hard knock life.
That's good. You're going to sing?
We can get a clip on our show. No, I have a terrible voice.
We can get
terrible.
A clip here. There's that Jay-Z version.
Our website's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. You can also visit us on our social media pages, Craig James Financial Services or Craig Ferrantino, Jenna Hudson. We also have a Twitter, Craig James FS, where we usually post, you know, our latest thinking, our latest articles, some facts and things that we have going on every day in all of our events. Craig's also on every Monday at 6:50 a.m. on LI in the AM with Jay Oliver, where he gives his economic update for the week. So if you tune in then, and you could see some things that happened last week and maybe some things to watch out for the week coming up. And you're listening to It's All About Retirement. We're on every Saturday at 10 a.m. So if you're a regular listener, thank you again for tuning in. If this is your first time, you know, tuning in, we talk about all different retirement topics. We've been doing this now. I mean, Craig James Financial and Craig has been in the business for over 29 years now. So it's something that we're very proud of, and we try to work hard to offer some unique and, you know, independent objective advice to our listeners.
All right. So, let's soften the blow here a little bit and talk about some of the news that came out this week. The Treasury announced how much they took from taxes from the United States.
This isn't softening the blow.
Well, we want to show why it's a hard knock life for retirees. But these are the facts. I'm not skewing anything. I just want to let you know this was reported. This is from CNSnews.com. $1,914,651,000,000 was the booty from this year's April taxes. It was the largest receipt of taxes in the history of the United States. That's up quite a bit in constant 2016 dollars. And this was collected more inflation-adjusted tax revenues this year than in any previous tax year. When you look at it and you divide by how many workers we have, and the Treasury collected approximately $12,679 per worker. $12,679 on average per worker. So if I'm making $30,000, I get these numbers. $12,000, that's like, that's $1,000 a month in taxes. That's are my listeners with me here? I don't know. Why am I having problems getting these numbers out? It's $1,000 per month. Some people on Long Island have property taxes of $12,000 just to live on Long Island. So now you're at $24,000. That's before you made anything. That's assuming you need food to live and things like that. So very, very interesting. The largest collection in history of the United States. And, of course, we'll get a revised number in October when the people who file late tax returns start to come in. So, hey, If you think that you're paying, this is something that bothers you, you got to give us a call. This is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. We're based at 510 Broadhall Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. One more time, 631-393-2888. $12,679 per worker.
Is that going to go down next year? It is now. It's something that, like, as we're talking about taxes, we're talking about how this is a hard knock life for retirees, because we're always going to talk about taxes.
It would be less of a hard knock life for retirees if you didn't pay so much in tax. Maybe they could save some of that money.
Exactly. And it's not like taxes are going to go down.
There. Yeah, I got a little excited there. Sorry. Yeah. Well,
you were the one who, when I was buying my house, you said, hey, you look at the taxes that you're going to pay, because guess what? It's the lowest amount that you're ever going to pay. It's going to go up every year on Long Island. Yes. Sometimes I get like a $100 check back, but that doesn't really help out too much.
What does that do for you? Okay.
But yeah, on Long Island especially, we're going to see our property taxes go up every year. And Craig, you gave a good example. He did a big presentation out at a lab on Long Island the other day. And, you know, people really, it hit home with a lot of people. If you squint your eyes, right, and you look at the whole demographic of people, like young people, old people,
middle age, you know, 20 to 30 year old, 30 to 40 year old, 40 to 50 year old. You look at, you say, look, we have $19 trillion in debt and we have this huge population, right? 360 million people, some number like that. And where's the money going to come from to pay off the $19 trillion in debt? Is it going to come from the 20 to 30 year olds? How about the 15 to 20 year olds, those little summer jobs and all that? No, you could tax them probably at about 100% that every penny that they make helps pay off the debt, and we'd still be in debt. So where does the, who's got the money in our economy? The people with the money in our economy are not the 20 to 30 year olds or the 30 to 40 year olds. They're really the 50 to 60 year olds, the 70 to 80 year olds, the 60 to 70 year olds, the 80 to 90 year olds, our parents, and they're, you know, 90 to 100. They're the ones sitting on a good amount of assets. And if you're going to tax somebody, they're going to tax the 50 plus population in order to bring this down. Even though we've collected the most money in the history of the United States through April, we still run a deficit of $354 billion. Actually, $355 billion, just round that up. $355 billion a year. So where does that money come from? And how are we going to get that money? Well, you could reduce expenses. You know, these equations are very simple. It's a political season. You could talk about that. We could reduce expenses. We have to reduce expenses a lot. Or we could increase income. Or we could do both, a mixture of both that makes everybody happy. But the people who you're going to increase income, that means your worker, average worker, is going to be paying $12,679. If you increase that to $15,000 per worker, how much of an effect would that have on your deficit? Well, we lower the deficit by another amount, and we'd have to figure, I could do the math during the break, but I don't think that does that either. If you tax workers at $20,000 per worker, I don't think we hit that $354 billion mark. So
no way.
It's a tough one here.
It's really what we're talking, it doesn't even matter what the deficit is. We all know there's a deficit. We know what's going to happen. Taxes are going to go up, but what we want to do for our clients is prepare them now.
And we want to protect their assets so that they're not paying these, they're not part of this number here. We want to make sure that we could, if we can, find strategies, find ways so that they keep more of their money. That's all. We just want people to keep more of their money so that they can have more money, more assets to spend on retirement. And that's critically important. If you're feeling like, hey, you know, they're ringing a chord with me. I need to give them a call. Our number is 631-393-2888. We're investment professionals. That's what we do. We manage money for a living. We help people live the retirement that they always wanted to, dream their dreams, all that good stuff. And we do it in a very smart way. We want to make sure that we're applying the tools that we have available to your portfolio so that you're not part of that group that is paying a lot. Or a lot of money's flying out of your accounts to pay other things that you didn't expect it to. We want to make sure things are nice and tidy. If that's up to you, the hardest thing is for you to do is give us a call, 631-393-2888. That's the first step. It's a complimentary consultation. That's the first question. Is this free? Everybody's like, is this free? Yes, it's free. Because God knows, you're paying everybody elsewhere. You'll be paying us. And at some point we manage money or something like that, then we'll talk about how we charge our fees, and they're quite reasonable. So 631-393-2888. This is a huge number, this $12,679 per worker. I was kind of shocked when I saw it. I got to look at what I'm paying. You know, I'm just like, oh no. That's a lot of money. And then with the taxes on Long Island, you start to add up, you could be at $24,000. How do we protect our assets? How do we make it so that we keep more of our money, our hard-earned money, stays with us?
And we're living longer, so that means we're going to be paying these taxes longer.
Oh.
So we have to plan for that future. And that's what just a couple quick changes. People are surprised when they come in, and Craig points out three or four things they can do to change the tax effect of their portfolio. And I do have to quickly say, we don't offer tax or legal advice, but we do have the knowledge of how to structure accounts and investments that can properly help protect your assets for the future. So again, if this is something that is passionate and you want to learn how to do, give our office a call, 631-393-2888.
All right, we're going to talk more about A Hard Knock Life. Let's join us again.
And now, back to It's All About Retirement with your host, President of Craig James Financial Services, Craig Ferrantino.
Welcome back. This is Craig Ferrantino, President of Craig James Financial Services in Melville, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
Yeah, our office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. We have a weekly retirement planning show called It's All About Retirement. And today we're talking about It's a Hard Knock Life for Retirees. It's a Hard Knock Life for Retirees. You know, I just looked up the lyrics because I kind of know them, but for that, from the Broadway play, It's a Hard Knock Life for Us. It's a Hard Knock Life for Us. Instead of treated, we get tricked. This, we could really make, it's a lot in our show on this. Instead of kisses, we get kicked. Do you ever think about that? Think about financial, the retirees.
Yeah.
Instead of treated, we get
There's
tricked.
There's a lot of parallels.
What was a trick? Know. Okay, let's do it. So what was a trick? I'll tell you what was a trick recently, something that we wrote extensively about, was that there was a chance for people on Social Security to file on their spouses. So you would, if you're traditionally a husband worked and the wife stayed home, and at some point she would file on his work record, and that was the treat. You know, we would try, look, I could file as a spouse, you get half your spouse's full benefit at full retirement age. So you could apply for half of that and get that. And then and while you did that on your own work record, let's say the wife does have a work record, she could wait another 4 years and would get the, and then file on her benefit. And she would do that and get actually an 8% raise every year that she waited by claiming on her husband's Social Security benefit as a spousal benefit. That was a lot said there, but that was a treat.
I was going to say, if you're listening, ooh, I want to do that. Well, you can.
You got tricked. They did away with that last October, the end of October, to keep the government open for the rest of the President Obama's tenure. Paul Ryan and whatever on big agenda was entitlement reform actually got rid of this. This affected millions of Americans. The fact that you could file on your spouse, get half the benefit. And now you can't do that. You're only filing on your own. Now you're only filing on your own work benefit. As a financial planner, that was something we were counting on. And now we got to find something else. It made our jobs a lot more difficult. And this is, instead of treated, we get tricked. Don't forget, Social Security is your money. They're giving you your money back. It's not an entitlement program, Mr. Ryan. This is people who have put into the system and then get that money back when they retire. They're from paychecks from as young as 13, 14 years old when they took out FICA to when they retire. That's their money and whatever growth or whatever happened to that money, and then you're getting that money back. I'm not being political. I'm just saying instead of treated, we get tricked. It's a hard knock life for retirees.
And then I even like the second line where you said instead of getting, I think you said kissed, you get kicked.
That's right.
So one step also that happened with Social Security, which you talked about extensively in your workshops that we offer, is that there was no cost of living adjustment for 2016. And since 2010, retirees got a 0% raise three times. I like to word it that way because sometimes there's other newspapers that word it a different way. But if you've been retired since 2010, you haven't gotten kissed much. You've been getting kicked each year. So instead of getting that nice little raise that you're supposed to get as part of the cost of living adjustment, you're getting nothing.
Cola.
And things aren't getting less expensive. Yes, okay, maybe we're paying less for gas at the pumps, but it was about time. But everything else isn't less expensive.
Right. It's more. It's costing you more. And so what about healthcare? Here's another one. Instead of cotton blankets instead of wool, empty bellies instead of full. That's from the song. You know, what else is causing you? On Long Island, nursing homes are $390 per day. And home health care is very expensive. The average cost of home health care in New York State is around $20 per hour. That, in some instances, that's reasonable. And so you multiply, it depends on what type of care, but you multiply that by someone needs 24-hour care times 7 days a week times 4 weeks in a month, and you start to come up with some, $15,000 or so a month. And that's a lot of money. And so here's where it's become a hard knock life. You really need to prepare for that. And we at Craig James Financial are trying to help you do that. We're going to help you do that, absolutely. This is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. In case you're just joining us, our office is at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Do check us out on the web because that's where we have a lot of our information and media appearances and all that good stuff. That's at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com.
Also, our radio shows can also be downloaded on iTunes. You just go to podcasts and search It's All About Retirement, and you can get all of our latest shows. And as always, you can visit us on our social media pages where we post, fun facts, quotes, articles, media appearances. We'll repost Craig's on an economic update every Monday. So I repost that every Monday a little bit later in the morning in case you're not up for that 6:50 a.m. economic update. So, of course, visit our social media pages, Craig James Financial Services, Craig Ferrantino, Jenna Hudson, or Craig James FS.
Instead of treated, we get tricked. And instead of treats, we get kicked. Oh boy, that's terrible. So this is the type of topic. This is how it's been a hard knock life for a lot of our seniors. Not only that, but the cost of healthcare has gone up. The cost of living for Social Security has not increased for 2016. However, they do have to pay more for their Medicare and Plan B. So that went up like another $16 to $32. And in a matter of fact, so the seniors retiring or who are retired will find that even though the Social Security didn't go up, their medical expenses did go up. And so they're guaranteed to make less money in 2016 than they did even just a year ago. All things being the same, assuming everything else, rent or whatever they're doing stays the same, home ownership. So this is a very, very difficult topic. The cost of healthcare is one of those tricks. And that's another thing that could really, really hit you if you didn't prepare for it. We're here to make this a lot better for you. We're here. People come into our practice, and it just starts with a phone call at 631-393-2888. We're here to make sure that you get treated, not tricked.
You want to also, we were saying to someone the other day when they came into the office, they didn't want all their money. They're watching their parents. And they're watching their parents get put into nursing homes and all this money that their parents saved going to the nursing home. And they don't want that to be them. And if you're listening and you don't want that to be you, you need to give our office a call because there's planning. Yes, there's long-term care insurance, but there's other ways to structure accounts to make sure that your hard-earned assets that you earned go to your loved ones and not to your nursing home. So give our office a call, 631-393-2888, to learn ways to, protect that money from these high long-term care costs. Or also, how can you start saving and maybe have a separate account and structure so that you do have money set aside so that you can pay for your nursing home and it doesn't become a burden on your children or grandchildren? Because no one wants to see you suffer, but the cost, it's a fact of life, is you're going to need that care, and that care costs money.
It starts to get very, very expensive. The nursing home, I remember in 2010, The average nursing home on Long Island and in New York City, when you put the when you put them together, was about $300 a day. Well, now it's around $390 per day on Long Island. That's a lot of money. I mean, that you could start to say, well, what does that come out in the course of a year? Well, if you do the math again, $390 per day, it comes out to $124,100 per year. $124,000 per year, which is okay. You know, some of our clients could buy the nursing home. You know, they have plenty of assets. They don't. They could self-insure and things like that. But these costs are not going any lower. They're only going up. I haven't seen much in terms of lower costs. I just see things higher costs everywhere. It's unfortunate. I've been doing this 28 years, managing money and working with people, and I just don't see. Where things are going down. I haven't seen that too much. I'd like to see that somewhere. I know health insurance for people who are working has not gone down either. That's another hit. So this is all the areas where instead of being treated, you're getting tricked. It's just costing you more to live. And so it requires us to do a better job planning and to make sure our money works harder for you so that you can have the retirement that you desire. And so you got to give our office a call. This is just, it's something that's got to be done and the motivation's got to be on your part. 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We'll put it all together for you. We'll show you how it looks for you and how just how well you're going to live on, what monies you're going to live on. And we're going to protect the assets, and we're going to look at how much, how make sure you keep more of the assets that you have and put a 3-page report together for you. So it makes it very, very simple. And all that's going to happen very, very quickly. If you give our office a call at 631-393-2888. First consultation is complimentary, and then we'll see where it goes from there. 631-393-2888.
I'm Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Craig Ferrantino, President of Craig James Financial Services. And we want you to remember that
it's all about retirement.